Is there anybody signed up to testify? Morning, Ms. Morning, everybody. Meeting of the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas is called to order on March 20th at 9:10 a.m. For the record, the committee members present are Representative Gary Davis, Representative Bill Williams, and Representative Betty Davis. We do have a quorum present. On today's calendar, we have HB 342 Water Quality Standards. I see there are two people here signed up to observe this morning. And as a result, is there anybody else in the audience that wants to testify? Okay. I know we had a change of meeting time, unfortunately. The as a sponsor of House Bill 342, I've prepared a new CS for consideration by the committee, and that's the version C. Representative Davis, would you entertain? I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
Mr. Chairman, I move committee adopt work draft C, dated 2/19/96, for House Bill 342.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the CS is adopted and is now before the committee for discussion. Today, I'd just like to make a few comments within the new CS for House Bill 342. As a result of the discussions we had at the public hearing held on February 20th, I met with the members of industry and tried to come up with a solution that satisfies the concerns of the department and users of water in the state of Alaska. And we have received several suggestions on language in the CS that was previously prepared to accomplish the goals of not requiring more stringent water quality standards for water discharge than what is received by the user. It also requires the department to enact regulations that are consistent with applicable federal regulations. In other words, the department may not have regulations more restrictive and must change their regulations promptly when the federal regulations change and become less restrictive. Seeing nobody wanting to testify on the... Oh,
someone.
Matter of fact, that would be a good idea. Thank you. If we could have our committee aide come forward and identify herself for the record and explain some of the differences.
My name is Shirley Armstrong, staff to Representative Roseburg and the House Oil and Gas Committee. On the CS, the changes that were made on lines 5 and lines 8, the term existing was added in front of quality. We've had several suggestions, and that seems to be the only one that really makes sense, although we've had people say that they don't really like that word either. And then in Section 3, where the original bill said that the sediment should be measured by the Imhoff cone method, we added the or by another method approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for measurement of sediment. And then on the second page, a little subsection C about the federal water quality standards was added. Pretty straightforward additions.
And Ms. Armstrong, you want to make any comments about the struggle on language, just by way of passing, to indicate that we are going to continue working on this bill?
The only thing that we had some discussions about with the Industry Council, the Resource Development Council, in Section 1 and 2, where it says water received for the use, there's still some concern there. They would like to, it's hard to understand. What this bill originally did is the water coming in, you do something with it, and it doesn't have to be better than going out than what you got it. But they also want something included in this bill that says that when the water comes out, if it's going into a sewage treatment plant, even though you got water that was cleaner, you clean it up, what's the point of cleaning it up if it's just going into a sewage treatment plant? So And they call that, that's a term called receiving water, and I still don't have a handle on that. And
we should make the distinction between receiving water, right, and water received, so. Thank you, Ms. Armstrong. Any questions? Hearing none. It's the committee. The chairman would like to move the bill out today if we have concurrence, with the understanding that we would work more diligently on helping, trying to clarify this, and particularly interested in working with the DEC and get their cooperation. Hopefully, I'd like to just say that I have concerns myself about the testimony we heard in the last hearing about the impairment or poor water quality of receiving water. That's an issue where there may have been prior pollution of a receiving water from another use, and therefore to allow continued pollutant being discharged into already polluted water, I think is a problematic area that we need to focus on. So I want to explore that issue further. I also want to take into account some comments in the last hearing about the suspended solid measurements and the impact of suspended solids on the measurement techniques, and also endeavor to make sure that the relationship with the effluent discharges, as Mrs. Armstrong has pointed out, is clarified. Also, I have concerns that the department brought to our attention that the potential assumption by the State of Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation of the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits is not impaired in any way. So the chair is declaring its desire to work with the department and moving this along.
Mr. Chairman.
To clarify any language. And the reason that I don't think we can really work on this in this committee anymore is we don't have any meeting times left. Representative David.
Where is this bill going? This is the only...
Right, to resources.
It's going to resources.
Yes,
okay, because I didn't see that on there.
Oh, no, that's okay. A CS. So, yeah,
okay.
It has several more referrals. And
so it does have other referrals?
Yes.
Resources.
It does, okay. Yeah, well, a major referral resource. And I assure the committee that I will not move forward. I just... Also, the point of moving this bill is I want the department to understand that the legislature is very interested in this issue and its impact on economic development in the state. So I'm serious about moving it forward, and also serious about making sure it's properly drafted too, that all parties have a role in its drafting, including the environmental community. I think we got some good testimony from some of those folks last time, so my door is open in that regard, and I assure you we'll be working on it.
Is DEC and all those agencies aware that we have an hearing today?
Ms. Braley is here.
She's here. Okay.
And she testified at our last hearing. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get together with you as soon as possible, and certainly before we do any further drafting. And with that, Representative Williams.
I'd like to move the committee substitute for House Bill 342, oil and gas, out with the mask unanimous consent.
Right, in the company zero fiscal note, I believe.
Zero fiscal note. Individual recommendations.
It's not zero, she said.
Oh, from the company
fiscal note.
Fiscal notes.
On
42, something like that.
No, we had several there. Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved. Is there any other activity to come before this committee today? Hearing none. We all got those stands adjourned at 9:20.